This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Can't really explain it.
I haven't got the words.
Zendaya always brings that up.
Yeah.
You can't control.
Welcome back to the group chat, everyone. We're joined by Kate today.
Hello.
Hi, girl. What do you think of the set? This is your first time on here.
Oh, my gosh. I haven't seen the new set yet. It's so cool. I love all the bits. I think this is one of my favourites.
Describe it to the listeners.
For the listeners at home, this is a pillow that says, I literally can't.
And that's from The Go-To. So shout out The Go-To. Shout out Anthropology. Shout out Pookie.
Yeah, Pookie.
I sound like I'm on stage.
Why do you sound like a rapper?
Shout out.
This Pookie lamp is, I think, it's my favourite part of the set.
It's so good. I love it.
I love the colour as well.
Also, while we're at it, shall we go through what we're wearing?
Yes. Do you want to start?
Sure. I'm wearing this very cozy cardi from House of Sunny. My
so
weekday
nice.
Jeans. Thank you. These weekday jeans and my Adidas Velo Sambas.
Jeez. Lovely.
I have got Topshop by ASOS leather biker on, just a little white tee, and then my Zara pinstripe trousers.
So and good. Trainers?
Oh, Sambas.
Classic. I'm wearing Zara body, Zara jeans, and my Arquette boots that are really long.
Love
but
those.
They go under the baggy jeans, and I love these. I didn't think I'd wear them as much as I do, but I do.
How are we doing? We've got a lot going on at the moment. Social team, do you want to tell everyone what's going on?
We've got a lot to catch up on because we've had Tinks and we've had ASOS. So we'll start with Tinks.
Yes.
So we did a hot girl walk at the weekend, didn't we?
We did. It was so fun.
So good. Not very hot. It was very cold.
But so it was great. Yeah, so for you listening, I mean, I'm sure you've seen Tinks on TikTok, but she's huge in the US and she does these rich mom walks. And we essentially wanted to recreate something like that with her when she came over to the UK. So we did that in Hyde Park on Saturday morning. Yeah. And it was brilliant.
Vibes.
I mean, there must have been about 250 people.
I know. I literally was like so, not surprised, but like so happy with that turnout.
It was so nice to see, actually. And we partnered with Blank Street as well.
Yes, exactly.
So we all met at Blank Street in Marble Arch and they gave all the people that came free coffee, a free candy cane cold brew, which I've got to say is delicious. Oh, you know, I like a sweet coffee.
Yeah, sweet tooth. It was great. And I think we're going to recreate something like this with the algaes and jam.
Yes.
So keep your eyes
peeled.
Watch this space.
And then ASOS last week.
Yeah, that was really nice.
That was
so
amazing.
We had our first live event ever for algae.
IRL
with the readers and people who watch the podcast, and that was so fun, wasn't it?
Yeah,
like,
it was
meeting
great.
People
it was
in
amazing.
Real life.
It was so
sick.
Weird, like sat at the front with people watching you. I've never done that before.
I know, and they were all quite interactive. I was like, oh,
yeah.
Go on,
the product, so for those that weren't there, we did a in real life styling event at the ASOS pop up, which was on all last week during Black Friday.
Which I'll add, it was so cool.
It was really cool.
Like, despite being able to go and speak there, like the pop up itself was such a clever idea because you don't really think about it as a, like ASOS is so big and so broad.
And
like
so
seeing
digital.
It as a shop, I was like, this is actually so cool. Like they had this really cool sort of townhouse, like really tall townhouse. And you went up each floor and each floor was a different room with a different theme and different style of clothes. And there was a beauty room and you could get your hair done and your makeup done. Then they had a try on room at the top that we went to. It was really cool.
It was amazing. But let's move on to the hot list because there are things I'm bursting to talk about.
We have so much to talk about.
So I sent this to Kate. I don't know if you've seen this yet, Daisy, the Joe Jonas vacationized thing.
Yes, yeah.
Bloody hell. So I said this to Kate the other day and she was like, what is this? I showed her one video and then I just heard her listening to all of the videos. And so for people who don't know what this is, basically, you know when like there's a tour on or there's like a concert happening and there's always like one dance or one part of the song that just goes viral? This is what's just happened with Joe Jonas or the Jonas Brothers and Vacation Eyes. So this is like a new song that they've got and it's just like this one part. It's really very simple. He just is like a thirst trap, basically.
He just looks so hot.
He just looks so fit. I'm really in my Joe era again. Like,
I've got to say, I've always been a Nick girl, but I think I'm veering towards being a Joe girl now.
And there was like a small period there when him and Sophie broke up, and we were all a bit like mean to him. And I
We take it back.
We take it back. Oh my God. His trainer and his like stylist are working overtime because he looks bloody good.
He knows what he's doing as well. You can see the little smirk when he does that. He's like, when he does the little hair thing in the videos, he knows what he's
and
doing.
And the growl.
His outfits are strong.
Yeah, they are. I keep sending them to Kate like, new outfit unlocked. But it's the growl. I really think they need to re-record it, like a live version, because he just does it a bit differently on stage and it hits different.
It does. I've got to say, I went home, after we talked about it the other day, I went home and listened to that song.
Me too. I've been listening to it on repeat.
I'm a bit obsessed with it now. And now every time it comes up on my view page,
it's actually really sweet, because I was watching the three of them on, I think, Jimmy Fallon, and it was Kevin who actually wrote the song, which you always kind of forget about.
Really?
Kevin.
I love Kevin.
But he said that it was about when he first met his wife. They both were on like family holidays separately in the Bahamas or something, and they met, and like ever since they met, they've had vacation eyes, because it's like every time they're together, they're like, they're on holiday and they're so happy. And I was like, oh my God, Kevin.
That's so cute.
You always forget about Kevin.
I know, but I think he actually writes, like they all write, but he writes a lot of their songs. Yeah. So he's got a good part
in
that
band.
He's
the most talented musician as well.
He is. Yeah. I love that. And I love like those little clips that always go viral. Like there was the Matty Healy, like, oh, what was it?
We were talking about this the other day. It's like when everyone sort of knows the set lists of these massive tours.
Which
now.
Is kind
like,
of sad, actually, because I remember back in the day when you'd like not know anything that was happening in a concert.
Doesn't feel so exclusive.
Oh, now you're living it through TikTok. Yeah. There's no point to buy a ticket. Like Era's tour.
Oh,
I can
my God,
just watch
yeah.
it all through TikTok.
I could tell you the entire set list.
That people would go and like live stream it while they're there. It's insane.
I don't know what people are taking to these concerts, because the HD level. It's
the new iPhone 15.
Really?
The Zoom is elite.
Are you on stage with her?
Yeah, there's a video on TikTok of someone zooming into Chris Martin. So they start on the Zoom and then they're like, zoom out. And it is just
they're
one.
So
and they're
away.
Like iPhone 15, yeah.
Goodness. But I do love it. It does just go viral, doesn't it? Like the Cruel Summer Walk when she walks
the
down.
Cruel Summer Walk, or Harry Styles'
his little dance.
Oh, dance.
That everyone thinks Taylor Swift also does in her, like in style. Everyone
Isn't
thinks she does the same dance.
The people thought that they were going to collaborate on style came from.
I was upset that that didn't happen, to be fair.
Ah, I'm so annoyed that didn't happen. People thought that Harry Styles was going to be on style.
Yeah. Because everyone thinks it's about him.
Yeah. But it wasn't.
It wasn't.
Stormzy has his march as well.
Oh, yes, of course.
He's like big high knees.
Yeah, I saw that on the, you know, you said about the Louis Theroux thing?
Yeah, yeah.
I watched it then and he did that.
They were doing the big high knees.
Yeah, Louis Theroux was copying him.
Yeah.
What's the one that Matty Healy does again?
It's the call me when you're
and the choking.
Oh, yeah.
No, is it, where, who does the choking?
Oh, I don't know. Someone, I think, not choking. He like feels himself.
Basically. Oh, okay. Who does the choking is, it's Harry Styles.
Oh, it? Yes.
It's, in, what's the song called? A da, 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 choke.
That's it.
Ingrained
Jack
in my brain.
Jack Harlow, Call Her Daddy.
Yes. Can I just say, I was saying this to Charlotte yesterday, I think it's like the funniest Call Her Daddy episode I've watched in a while.
I've fallen for him.
I think he's, it's because he's
charming.
Funny. He's so charming and flirty, but not in like a aggressive way, like it's just very,
you can
like,
tell it's not an act.
He's humble. But I think it started with at the Met Gala when
him and Emma Chamberlain
Emma Chamberlain and him had this little interaction, and I think you kind of really saw his personality come through. And I've not really seen anything until her Call Her Daddy. You guys need to listen and watch
it's so good.
I love it.
And also his chemistry with Alex as well.
I mean, she's got great chemistry with
she's like
so good.
She, it's borderline flirting, but it's just, she gets away with it.
I know, she really does.
She does. But I liked it. I didn't, the clips, before I listened to it, I'd seen clips of it and I was like, ooh, is this a bit too, like, I'm just so sweet and all.
Yeah.
But then listening to it, I was
it's
like,
so
okay,
genuine.
Actually, I got really jokes and it's good.
And I think he does speak about it. It's because when he was younger, he was that kind of, like, quirky, nerdy kid with glasses.
He read books. He didn't play
video
games.
He wasn't, like, this rapper.
He glowed up.
Yeah. He really did glow up. But I think he still has that, like, in him. That's why he's so humble and, like, so chill. Yeah.
But also, well, it touches on how he's obviously released bits of his music and how TikTok has played such a big game in his like evolution,
huge.
Basically.
Yeah. And I thought it was really interesting because he says that when he makes music, he thinks about like how you're listening to it, whether it's like headphone music or playing out on a speakers. I think that's really
interesting.
So true. Like, is it like a really deep song? Like, how does the music sound in a headphone? Or how does it sound when you're playing it out on your phone or in a speaker? Like, the difference between the bass and the, like, I just think that's so interesting.
Well, there are headphone songs and there are speaker songs.
Yeah,
you know how, like, I have like a car playlist that like, you listen to in the car, or you have like a headphone playlist that's like commuting or like journeys. So that's clever.
I think that's really smart. But yeah, I really rated that. think he was really cool.
Because his previous album, I didn't even realise he never even released any of that on TikTok, whereas all the stuff he's released now has blown up on TikTok.
Yeah, it's that. I'm Vanilla Baby.
I'm Vanilla Baby.
Yeah.
I'd choke you and I'd killer baby.
We need to do that dance, actually.
It's so good.
We need to get in our dance era on TikTok.
We
know.
I think we've always ruled out being a dancer.
Let's leave that to Madison Ray.
Addison Rae.
Where is she? Sorry, but like genuinely, where is she?
Because she was best friends with Courtney, wasn't she?
Yes, but she was like every single video on my For You page in 2021. And then she just like dropped off.
Also the D'Amelios, where have they gone?
Yeah, I do feel like that like crowd is like really quiet. And
they did it though. Like that lockdown, like those years were like their time. And they're probably just like living their best lives.
But you know who is everywhere is Tate McRae. I cannot get enough of her.
She is going to be big.
She's like a young Britney. She nails that like 90s vibe, but like for the modern day. It's like, you know Dua Lipa's album Future, it's called Future Nostalgia. That is exactly what, like, that's her vibe. It's like, it's very nostalgic, but it's so modern and it's like so cool.
Did you see that video of her? Was it the American Music Awards or
the Billboard
Music Awards of her dance?
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God.
I think that's why I love her so much. She's so young. She's so talented. She dances, she sings. Like, and her voice is so different. And it's like, I know there's like a lot of TikTok musicians, and I think it's such a cool way to blow up. But I just feel like out of a lot of them, she's so like unique.
But some people have it and some people don't have it. Like, some people are just like a TikTok musician, whereas she's like got the like pop star thing.
Yeah.
People reckon that she could be an industry plant.
Yeah, you were saying that. I don't know.
She, Beyonce has 49 million listeners on Spotify. She has 50.
What, Tate McRae?
Yeah. And that just shows you the power of TikTok.
That is mad.
Yeah, so if like, that's... I don't think people know it's Tate McRae. I think they listen to the songs and they love the songs. They're so catchy and they're trending on TikTok. But I don't think people have made the connection it's her yet.
I think that will be her 2024, is to build her brand and like, who is Tate McRae? I think we'll see a lot more of her.
She could collab with some really cool brands.
I agree. Who do we think?
The obvious is just like a mega fashion brand.
Yeah, I think she will do something sick. It's like the Tube Girl thing. We talk about it all the time, but like that marketing drive is so interesting. And I think she'll go down that kind of thing.
But that's sort of where it spurred, like a huge reason for her rise, wasn't it? That song just blowing up.
But I think if you're a musician now and you're not creating your music for TikTok in some element, whether it's just like a part of the song or like the main chorus or whatever, then I think you're doing it so wrong because it's such an opportunity. Like Central Cee does it so, so well. Yeah. As well,
did you guys see the clips of Tommy Fury in Dubai in that club? Sorry, but I think TikTok's getting a bit too angry about
apparently it was his sister, you know, pushing his face.
Why did that even blow up?
He hasn't got rhythm, I'd say.
Oh my god, he's dancing. That's Tommy, the main thing I saw him next to Chris Brown just like
There's something about a man in a club that just freaks me out.
But I was thinking,
so where
this,
they were
like,
lighting up a cigarette and stuff, though, that Molly must have been at home going, Tommy!
I think the face grab thing, though, like you do see 2 seconds of it, and I think he was just standing there,
it's
and
ridiculous.
She grabbed his face.
Some girl grabbed his face. Like, he's very famous.
But poor Molly, I
know. And I was thinking that. Remember when we were younger and like had Snapchat, and you'd like see your boyfriend or the guy you liked like on someone's Snapchat when they pan around,
you'd be like rewatching
and seeing where they are, who they're next to, what's going on.
And you can screenshot it because they'd see it. To get someone else's phone to record it.
So funny. Like, that's actually so weirdly relatable.
But it just shows, like, one, like, people are waiting to cancel. Like,
I know.
I was
disappointed at the comments. People were
you
like...
You can't do any... Like, he can't go out to a club without Molly, without someone being like, oh, he's cheating.
Also, the guy is in training camp half the year. Like, let him let off some steam.
Honestly, if you actually watch, like, her vlogs and stuff, they're so in love and they're so wholesome. They are, like, I think... People just want to make it seem like it's something. So I watched that video. A few videos down, I saw like a montage of like the, like when he proposed and then him in the club. And I'm like, you're literally stirring
and
shit.
And people are like taking photos of Molly not wearing her ring, being like, Molly's not worn her ring. Well, yeah, because it probably costs about £1 million. So she doesn't want her arm hand chopped off when she goes out.
Ridiculous. I thought that was ridiculous. But something else I saw was the Twilight director, we were talking about this, they said that Jenna Ortega and Jacob Elordi would be really good for a remake of Twilight. Yes. I don't know if I see that.
Yes, yes. I don't think I see it.
Yes, I do. After seeing Jacob Elordi in Saltburn.
Oh, yeah, you
that guy, that. Like, he's only just started.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's amazing. I just don't know about him as Edward.
Oh, I do. I think he can play that mysterious.
He's too, this is going to sound so lame, but he's too macho.
Yeah, no, I know.
No, like, Edward is like a pale.
A little bit gangly. Yeah, a bit like.
No,
yeah.
I think he's got it in the locker.
I think, but also I was always a Jacob girl, so yeah, I'm just
me
like,
too.
Oh my god, I used to have a poster of him in my bedroom. I used to like kiss it at night.
We used to make famous people, my sister and I, on our Mies, the Me world.
What
on,
is that?
The Wii.
You know, oh, Wii? Oh, yes, yeah.
So we used to. I had the whole of One Direction on there.
Oh my god!
I had
god.
Nick Jonas, and then she had Justin Bieber. They were our boyfriends, and then. I think we also had Jacob and Edward on there as well.
That's so funny.
In our Me world, they're still living somewhere.
I do love the Wii.
If they actually did that movie, that'd be sick.
Yeah, it would be. I mean, I'm loving like the fact that they've just rebooted Wonka. I can't wait to see that.
Yeah.
Although I don't know what how I feel.
The press from that last night.
Yeah. Yes, it was Jamie and Sophie were doing the red carpet, which I thought was quite cool. Really... But yeah, we were saying about like what other movies would we want to remake and like what who would we cast?
Yeah, we were talking about the Mean Girls reboot.
Yeah.
Guys, can we just talk about that?
Yeah, did you guys see the trailer?
I can see it. Like, the millennials were way more glam.
They all looked a bit older than, like, being 16-year-olds as well. Yeah. Like, I think they were meant to be high schoolers, and the actors that were in it were not.
No, yeah, they were so much older, but they all used to wear, like, mini skirts, boobs out, high heels.
They were quite,
stuff
but Gen Z, I guess, are just way more authentic. They don't want to go down that route. So I can see that. But I kind of think, is it a bit of a publicity stunt? Like, she literally, there's a... image of her in Regina Who? George in
Renee Rapp
in cargo pants,
but I actually love it because I love Renee Rapp first of all, and I think it's really nice that they've like obviously she's still blonde but they've gone for someone who's a bit curvier, like a bit different. Like I just think it's really nice that like I'm sure she's still a bitch in the movie, that's her character, but I just think it's nice that they're being a bit more woke about
it's
this
way
film
more.
Like it is made in 2023, like they're gonna be more different. Woke they're gonna like switch up the diversity in there, like they're gonna make it a bit more. But I think there's still like room for it to be a sick movie.
Yeah,
like
if they play that whole Gen Z, then I think it could be really good because ultimately they can't recreate Mean Girls
you never
in that
can.
Way.
And I think that's the key. Gen Z, that's the key of like all these remakes. You cannot make it exactly how it was. It has to have its like unique thing that's going to make it different and play to a different audience. Because at the end of the day, that's what it's for.
But it does upset me a little. I do like part of me is like just. Don't break it.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It was so great. It's like Sex and the City. Sorry, hate to say it. The reboot just wasn't for me.
Yeah.
But I'm like, why? It was so good. Yeah. Why did we need to do that?
Same
it
as really Gilmore upset. Girls. They Gilmore did that like Girls. 40 years later. I was like, oh my God, no, you all look really
it
old.
Really
it's quite sad.
It upsets me.
Yeah.
For some reason, I don't know.
I'm excited to see it though.
I am. And Conrad from The Summer I Turned Pretty is playing, what's his name, Aaron Samuels.
Yeah.
See, you guys are The Summer I Turned Pretty girls. I never watched it.
So good. I think we've got so much more to come from him as well.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I can see him on like Burberry campaigns. And
All that lot from these shows that have blown up recently are going to be huge.
Yeah, I agree.
What else would you like to see rebooted?
Oh.
I think the old school classics, like, do you remember, like, Narnia and stuff like that?
Yeah, no, they are redoing it.
Okay.
They are. I swear to God I've seen something that they're redoing it. But that's funny that you said about Narnia, because literally this morning I saw the, like, not the old version, the old
version. Oh my God,
version.
I saw that this morning on TikTok.
But not, like, the version of, like...
The old, I saw that clip on TikTok.
Oh, like, the really old one.
Yeah, and I didn't even know that was a version. Like, it's called The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, not Narnia.
Oh, God, unlocked such
it was
oh
so good.
My God.
Did you ever watch that one where all the actors went and revisited their like costumes?
Yeah.
That was like
that
the
was so
oh my God,
the
you know when you like
costume.
Had a DVD and there was like an extra part of the DVD?
Yeah, was that it?
Yeah, and you could watch the end
Ooh,
of the,
oh,
end.
The extras.
That's
yeah.
Of it. That's
oh
weird.
My God.
Billy Elliot, that is one film I would love to see
really?
Rebooted. Yeah.
That's something I feel
love
like
Billy
I can only
Elliot.
Ever see on the West End. Like
I love Billy Elliot.
Yeah.
It was Tom Holland was Billy
yeah,
Elliot.
On the West End.
On the West End.
Do you remember that clip of him on the talk show where he's like, what's the song that he sings?
I can't really explain it.
I haven't got the words.
Zendaya always brings that up.
Yeah. You can't control.
Yeah.
It's too funny. Clueless, yes or no?
I think I'm not bothered about
yeah,
that.
Too
film.
Gen Z
I think it
I
might
think.
Be
And also
too.
You'd ruin the fashion if they tried to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they have just done The Hunger Games, like another.
Yeah.
I'd like to see one after rather than before. Like, I want to see Jennifer Lawrence back in there.
Oh, yeah, put Jennifer Lawrence back in there. Has anyone seen the new Hunger Games?
No.
Not yet.
apparently it's great.
But Hunter Schafer's in it as well, which
yeah. Yeah, she's amazing.
She's, yeah, incredible.
All that Euphoria lot.
Yeah.
They're going to go places. Because I remember watching Euphoria for the first time and being like, this is the best thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And now, like, Jacob Elordi is getting huge. Yeah. Hunter Schafer's getting huge. Obviously, Zendaya has always been.
Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all amazing.
Did you see the controversy with Sydney Sweeney's new film and Emma Stone's?
Yeah, they did like a parody trailer. They did like a
parody trailer.
Copying their trailer.
I haven't seen this.
So there's like a trailer of the two of like her and Glenn Close, right?
No, he's not Glenn Close. Glenn Close is a woman. Oh. And she's a bit older.
Oh. Glenn Powell.
So Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell, they have done this new film and they did a promo video for it.
Which was very cringe,
but was supposed to be very cringe because in the film, they don't like each other.
Okay.
So they did this promo video of them being like, come watch my new film. No, come and watch my new film. Like, it was like kind of awkward, but it was like playing off their characters in the film. Then Emma Stone and Nathan Fielder have also got a TV show or film coming out, and practically on the day that Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell's teaser trailer came out, they also did exactly the same thing.
This is what I didn't know, it was the same day. How did they jump on that so quickly?
Well, there's conversations about it, like being like the production studios and stuff, and they've been quite funny because Nathan Fielder's like gone on Instagram and been like, oh my God, if we knew that this was going to happen, like, we'd never have done it. And we can't believe like this has happened. They're all playing off the joke of it now. Because they have like the same outfits on and everything. But he's being like, I just can't believe this has happened. And like other people that have worked on it have been like, there must have been something going on the inside. Yeah. But it's quite funny. It's very clever publicity because they're very different. I think it must have been from, like, the whole Barbie Oppenheimer thing.
Yeah. I feel like we can't not talk about the GQ Men of the Year because...
Yes.
I feel there was, like, a lot going on. So, first of all, there were some really well-dressed people. Kim Kardashian was one of the GQ Men of the Year, which we were trying to, like, figure out, what does that mean?
Well, I think she's grafted harder than a lot of men.
Yes, definitely. But then, like, are they trying to be, like, because she's done XYZ, she's like, the man? Like, yeah. I think that's weird.
That was it, yeah.
But that's weird.
Yeah. I think, again, I feel like the Kardashians know people talk about them in the way they do, so this is just another reason for them to...
Yeah, for sure.
It's quite cool.
I think it's really cool. I just
think
it
was so cool. But I am a bit like, why?
Yeah.
And then you read articles... like about why she was on the cover, and it actually doesn't really say why.
It doesn't match up. Like, they said it's obviously about all the things she's done, Skims Men. She talks a lot about her dad, his style, like the early date, whatever, all of that. Like, that's all very interesting. I just don't get why that means she's the man of the year. I don't know. Anyway, I think it looks sick and it's really cool.
The shoot was sick.
Yeah, and lots of really well-dressed people. But Joe Alwyn...
Oh my God,
has been slammed. So basically, he obviously went and Vanity Fair...
He couldn't do it right in any way, though.
No, but it wasn't to do with what he was... I'm going to actually, word for word, for the people listening, read you this.
Someone at Vanity Fair
has a vendetta,
against Joe Alwyn.
The title reads, Joe Alwyn has emerged. And then the line underneath says, he's a man, it's currently a year, so he went to the British GQ Men of the Year Awards. Why? So mean. Oh,
and then it's like a sweet picture of him.
I know. And then it's, not that I love that outfit, but why are we hating him? Anyway, then it says, hey, isn't that guy on the screen coming straight home to someone certainly not Taylor Swift? Like, why are we still being so mean about him? Yeah. I mean, okay, maybe...
Also, he's going to have to have emerged at some point. Probably quite a good time to emerge.
But also, he has been in a few bits.
And it's a year.
I think I do understand, like, maybe compared to some of the other people in there, he's not done that much to note this year. I don't really know where the, like, hate is coming from.
What makes me laugh is that...
They're a Swiftie, that's 100% it.
Vanity Fair, someone wrote this article and then, like, sent it to their seniors and were like, is this okay? And they were like, publish that.
They're all Swifties, Vanity Fair, all Swifties.
Is that we're, like, working in media, like, we know the processes. Like,
the amount of people that had to get through.
The amount of people that had to go through for them all to be, like... Looks good, publish it.
Exactly. I do think, where it was coming from, I think, is maybe just, like, it's a high privilege to be considered a man of the year to be invited to this. Yeah. And looking at the other people there, they were all killing it. Pushing the boat out style-wise. They've all done really interesting things, and maybe he's just not really on that bar. So I get it. But this was a mean slam piece.
Can we talk about Emma Chamberlain's outfit? Because she looked so cool. Yeah, she had that so leather sick. Jacket and leather pants. Yeah. And, like, sort of pants. Yeah. Knickers. Yeah. But she looked so cool. Yeah. And her hair was, like, all back.
Oh, she looked
I don't know
so
who she, who it was she was wearing.
No, neither. I also loved what Ray was wearing, that, like, latex red
With the cups, the boot cups.
Yeah.
So good.
Did you see on TikTok about Olivia Neal, or was it on her podcast? Basically hinting that she sort of had an interaction with a guy there, and people were all in the comments being like, it was Joe Alwyn, it was Joe Alwyn.
Oh.
So, like, imagine.
Oh, no.
Babe, stay away.
She posted something on Instagram, actually, of someone like Jacob Elordi or, like, someone of that profile, like, standing next to her on the red carpet, and she's like, I'm just posting this because I stood next to her.
Yes.
Like, it was so funny. I was like, love that. I love that she's still, like, a fangirl, but she's obviously so cool and so hot, and, like, so many people love her, but then she goes to those things and she's like, I'm only posting this because I stood next to her. So
I think
carpet.
She will end up dating someone huge in 2024.
Yeah, I think so. She was into Mar.
Did you see the video that she did the other day?
No, what, about Timothée Chalamet?
No, about she was in a club with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, yes, I did see that. Yeah.
And then it was like Leonardo DiCaprio surrounded by models. And she was like, that was me. Like, what am I doing here? But I love that she's still so like, what the fuck? Yeah. This is so weird.
No, I love that.
I think she'll throw a curveball in 2024 and date someone mega.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep an eye out.
Shall we answer some reader questions?
Yes, we've got lots this week, actually. A lot of gifting related, which I guess it's the time of year. Do we have any stocking filler ideas, anyone?
Well, not that we'd know, because Father Christmas.
Oh, of course.
I think a good pair of cozy socks.
Yeah,
is a
I
good
agree.
One.
A good pair of socks, or like
bath and shower stuff. I love getting.
Yes, Sephora minis.
Yeah, minis are always good.
Anything Sephora minis. Mm-hmm.
I went to Sculpted by Amy the other day, and they've got some really good, like, little, like,
have they?
Yeah, little.
Do you know what
like
else is good? Is those things that you can get for when you're washing your face, the, like, toweling headbands and things that go on your wrists.
Yeah, it's the things that no one wants to buy themselves, but they're so handy.
Yeah.
Great. A great gift for a foodie. I've actually got a good one. Okay. I saw this chili oil bottle on Oliver Bonus, but it's just, like, mini, and it's got a little chili on the top, and I just think it's so sweet and, like, I think it's under £10. So.
That's so good.
The Mob 6 Ingredients Cookbook. That'll be a good one.
I would also say a Glug jug.
Yes. Yeah.
Not very foodie, but like someone that likes like their homeware and kitchenware.
And they do mini ones. Have you seen?
Yeah, that's so cute.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Oh, and the Pasta Evangelist kit, as like the cooking. Yeah. I think you can go in London and you can actually
cook similar pasta. Similar to that, Jamie Oliver has a cooking sort of workshop experience in Islington, and you can pick your cuisine, so you can go and do a course in like any kind of cuisine.
I love that. We had quite a few questions about what to buy a boyfriend, like loads. So do we have any ideas, girls?
I feel like you're very good.
Yeah, I feel like you would be good at this.
With this. You've bought Jack some nice things.
Oh,
recently.
I tell you what, Abercrombie at the moment
for
guys is so
really
good. Yeah, the quality is amazing. I feel like I don't know who is designing their clothes right now, but it's so good. Their tees are really nice cuts, but I just got my boyfriend a full tracksuit set from Abercrombie in the Black Friday.
Abercrombie.
Nice. It's not very branded, like you wouldn't know it's Abercrombie, but the colours and everything are really nice. Oh,
I love that. I would also say you can't go wrong with a pair of trainers.
Yeah, I do always think trainers are the easiest way out. Obviously they're not always the most affordable, but I think if you can get a good deal, especially in Black Friday, that's the best time to buy your presents.
And like running kit and all like gym stuff, I feel that's an easy
win. Again, the things no one wants to buy themselves.
Exactly.
There was a question about if you've got a gamer boyfriend. I think just get them a new controller thing. I feel like I see those all the time. That's like one of those things no one wants to buy anyone. Oh,
best Christmas film, go.
Love Actually.
Is that?
Elf or Arthur Christmas? Or the
Arthur
new
Arthur Christmas?
I love Arthur Christmas.
I love the animated ones. Can I, very controversial, I prefer the new Grinch, the animated one.
I've never watched the Grinch.
I've never watched
it. What?
I watched the original. I've watched the original.
Watched the animated one. It's just so much more fun. I don't know. I just love it.
Arthur Christmas is amazing.
I've never seen Arthur Christmas.
Oh, you'd like
got
that.
To watch it. I only watched it like 2 years ago and now it's my favourite.
Yeah,
the Holiday is a good one as well for easing yourself in.
Yeah. I do think you can watch that any time of the year though. Do you not think?
Yeah, but it's not right to do that.
I know, but you...
but that's what I mean. It's a good one. It's like a little, it's feeling a bit festive.
Yeah, you could start that in
November.
Yeah.
You watch The Holiday, whereas like Love Actually for me is a Christmas Day film.
Agree.
Favorite chocolate advent calendar?
I think I love the Malteser one.
I've had a Kinder one before, which I quite liked. Yeah.
Oh, I'd love that.
We never had chocolate advent calendars growing up, though.
No, really? No, did I?
It was something that just wasn't allowed in our house.
Just had the picture one.
Yeah, the paper one.
Oh, my God.
Got to understand the true value of Christmas before you can have the chocolates. Right.
Oh, okay.
Okay, unexpected trends to expect in 2024.
I feel like we're going to see a lot of tights, but, like, colourful and, like, printed.
Oh, yeah, we did it.
All that kind of thing. Yeah, we just did a red tights.
I don't think it's unexected, but animal print.
I don't think that's going anywhere. Skinny scarves, I've said it.
Oh, yeah,
I feel like that's going to be big.
And little, like, nerdy glasses.
Yes, I love
that.
Oh,
the little, like, Mimi ones.
Yeah.
Lexola have done some really cute thin ones.
I can't get behind that.
I love them. Yeah. I love them.
We also got a lot of questions, like, saying, de-influence us. So what are the things we're happy to leave behind, I think, in 2023?
Silver jewellery. For me.
Shut
for
up.
Me.
No, that's going to that's gonna
You're
get
out
big,
to get me.
Not. It's not a personal attack. I'm just saying I can't. I'm not. I don't see
You're not
silver
a silver
jewelry.
Gal. But it is to do with like skin tone. Like you've got to colour match yourself.
Yeah.
So it depends.
And another thing I want to leave behind is those biker boots. You know the ones that Miu Miu did them.
Oh.
And then everyone wore them.
I can't wear them, but I think they look good on people.
Mm. I wouldn't not wear them, but I'm just like, I think there's a trend. I don't think it's going to hang around.
I think we need to get rid of platform things. Like platform trainers, platform Uggs. Sorry, Daisy.
Yeah,
platform. I like platforms.
I don't know why I'm not a fan.
You guys suit them.
I love a platform heel, but I just everything else I'm not sure about.
Can I just say I've just noticed you guys? I saw a TikTok this morning that was like, my Roman Empire is that all girls have this nail shade at the moment.
Yes.
And I've just noticed that.
For those listening, we've all got like a berry, like cherry,
you've probably
dark
got the
gray.
Same.
You probably got the same.
Do.
That's so funny.
But that is a new Roman Empire unlocked because we all do it. Okay. I'm going to say, because it is something I'm loving at the moment, I wanted to talk about work party outfit ideas. I spent most of my evening yesterday on Nasty Gal.
Oh, yes. Is it good?
I love about Nasty Gal.
Yeah.
It's so good for Christmas stuff, like party wear. Like every day when I wouldn't necessarily go to Nasty Gal, but I bought like, I got a few options for sort of Christmas party stuff.
What did you go for?
Some sequin trousers.
Nice.
A sequin skirt. There's also a suit on there that is like, oh, it's so cool. It's like a white oversized suit. They have it in black as well. And it's got heart cutouts all around it. I showed it to you.
Yeah, it's got a little diamante.
Then like they're like outlined in diamante. It's really cool. Like it's a bit of a statement, but I think it's really, really
cool.
It's
really fun.
Sorry, I just don't want to look.
I will say sequin trousers are so easy. Because yesterday I like ran from the office home to get changed to go somewhere. And I was like, what am I going to wear? I literally put on black sequin trousers, a little like tank top thing, and then a blazer. And it was so easy.
Where are yours from?
Mine are from Topshop.
Okay.
What would you wear? Are you a sequin girl?
Yes, a sequin girl. Probably not trousers. I'd go mini skirt, maybe. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you got? Have you guys got plans for what you're wearing for our Christmas party?
I'm not
100%
sure.
FYI, everyone, our Christmas party is next week, so planning is in.
I'm not 100% sure, but I might wear that Topshop sparkly set that we had called in for ASOS that Charlotte actually ended up wearing in the Tiffany shoot. So yeah, I might wear that.
You should wear
it's so cozy, but like fun and sparkly.
You got plans?
Yeah. Unsure yet. I think either a black suit set and some big silver platforms or... Nice.
Why don't you wear your Kitri dress?
Oh, yes, I have got the Kitri dress with the feathers on the ends of the sleeve. Yeah, I'll wear that.
That's nice.
Really good.
What I'm about thinking the Nasty Gal suit.
Yeah, you should do it.
We'll see. Someone said best gym/workout clothes.
I'll let you take this one, Daisy.
Yeah, Daisy, you can take this one.
Tell you what I've literally keep picking up this time of year is the Seffi zip up.
Oh yeah,
long sleeve.
Oh, yeah,
that is good. It actually, even if you don't work out, because I do not, it's really nice to wear underneath things if you're like going on a walk or
hot
like
girl
it's
walk.
Just yeah,
and it's so flattering.
Yeah, and it has the thumb.
It has the thumb things. Yeah. Sweaty Betty for leggings this time of year. Yeah. 100%.
Those Lululemon flares that everyone has.
Yes,
they're really cool.
Again, not so much workout, but
Pilates.
Yeah,
they're on my very Christmas comfy. List.
Yeah,
for sure.
Okay, best fragrance for a Christmas present on a budget:
Zara or Anna the Stories.
Yeah,
so good.
So good. I would. Yeah. I completely agree.
The Zara Oud one is. Even CK1, you did it at the weekend.
Yes, I love that one. So fresh.
Also, specifically from Zara, Fashionably London. The New York one, can't remember what it's called, or velvet pamplemousse, I think.
Oh, yeah. Those
three are so good. Yeah. And they last all day.
Opinion on dungarees, yay or nay?
I mean, yeah, I think I wore them twice last week. I think it's about how you style them, though, because you can look like a child, like, if you go too, like, frilly. So, yeah, I'd go, like, a tee or a tight top underneath or a tank and, like, go oversized.
Quite like it with a jumper underneath as well.
Yeah.
B wears them with jumpers.
Yes. Yeah, that's cool.
And I liked how you wore your big coat over the top, like Hayley.
Oh, yes!
Like Hayley.
Okay, productivity management tips.
I just list everything. I have to list things. And like, it might even help to put timings of like what you need to do something by. I mean, I don't always stick to it, but that does help. When you've got a lot on, it's nice to cross it out on a piece of paper.
Yeah, even to the point where I'll write my to-do list. And if I've left something off and then I do it, like I'll write it on my to-do list just so I can tick it off.
Yeah.
But I think we're quite similar as well with our to-do list. We'll like, and I got this from you, drawing tick boxes.
Yeah.
On my list instead of, because I used to just scribble things out, but I feel like it's quite satisfying to have it ticked and also to keep your to-do list really organized. So like even if it gets really messy as you add things on during the day, write it out again so you feel like you're under control with things.
Yeah.
I find really helpful.
For sure.
Bathrobe recommendations.
The White Company.
White Company. I think H&M have some really nice ones, actually.
I was going to say,
their whole sleep section is
on a budget.
Nice.
On a budget. M&S, they've got a really lovely, like, teddy one.
Oh, M&S slaps at the moment.
Yeah.
Their bags, Ellie, who's behind the camera, has the nicest bag from M&S. Really? This, like, shearling, really nice, like, shearling cos-looking
lovely
bag. It's really cool.
Nice.
Yeah, M&S killing it. They actually have really good fragrances as well. They've got a Santal dupe, yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Ooh, Sherry wears it and it's really good.
Get,
so that's another one for
get yourself
the fragrance.
To M&S.
Yeah. What sneakers will be trending in sneakers? What trainers will be trending in 2024? I think those Puma ones, I was saying to both of you, I just got a pair. And they're very similar.
The Dua Lipa ones.
Yeah, the Dua Lipa. Yeah, I think they'll be. Because it's that shape that's very similar to the Sambas and the Gazelles, mm-hmm. but it's a slightly different look. And they've got a few different colours. And yeah, I just feel like we'll see them a bit more.
The Wales Bonner ones, I think.
I mean, yeah.
They're not
obviously
going
they're good. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think Adidas is going to go anywhere. I just got some Adidas that have like a Velcro strap across the top. And okay. I haven't seen that many people
what,
have
Stan
them.
Smith's?
They might not be that cool.
I love a Velcro.
Do you?
Yeah,
yeah.
And they have platform ones, we're not doing platform anymore. They have platform ones and like normal ones, but I think they're really cool and it's something a bit different.
Yeah. Okay, last one is tips for a first few days in a new job. Good. Well done, by the way. For
getting congrats.
A new job. I'd say just soak everything in, talk to everyone, figure out what everyone does because that's going to help you down the line to help yourself.
Yes, that actually is a top tip. I would, break down all the teams and who their email addresses, everything, so you know exactly who to go to, so you're not worried about contacting people.
Yeah,
exactly.
Names as well, I think is really important. I'm such a one for when I meet someone, I'll introduce myself and then they'll introduce themselves to me and I'll be like, I didn't listen to your name. Saying someone's name back to them is really helpful. And sort of mapping it, like you guys were saying, like knowing where everyone sits and who does what and who you need to go for this, and just being really open-minded as well. Not
be a yes person.
Be a yes, definitely. Especially if you're young, like it really pays off to like be like, yes, I can do that. Yes, I'll just have a really positive attitude.
Yeah.
Also, I think having one-to-ones and meetings with new, like when you've just joined with people that you're working with, get to know them a bit, go for lunch. Obviously, don't be like to the CEO, can we go for a lunch?
Yeah.
But like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
invite people for coffee.
Yeah.
And stay open-minded. I think it's really easy to panic when you first start a new job and think, oh my gosh, I'm so out of my depth here, or I have no idea what's going on. Like, you could be doing the same thing in a job for a few years and then go and do the same job somewhere else and it can be a completely different way that they do it.
Exactly,
just keep an open mind. You're going to learn, be confident in yourself and back yourself and ask the right questions as well.
Really
well,
nice.
Let's end it there, guys.
Yeah.
It's nice to catch up. And
so nice.
We'll see you all very soon.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.